Over the past 30 years, the Rudolf Steiner Foundation, or RSF, has loaned some $30 million to dozens of socially progressive businesses and nonprofits. But they go about it quite differently than a bank would.
Our financial system today can be described as complex, opaque, and anonymous based on short-term outcomes. It's Wall Street-driven, and many of us are frustrated and distraught over the bad behavior of the big banks. What we seek is a world where financial transactions are instead direct, transparent, and personal based on long-term relationships.
Don Schaefer is the president and CEO of RSF Social Finance, based in San Francisco. They, too, are nonprofit, but one with 1,500 individual investors and currently 85 borrower organizations. And those borrowers are carefully screened for much more than their balance sheet.
We look at exactly what are they doing in numerous different areas. How are they treating their employees? How does the local community benefit from their presence? What's their governance structure like? Who are their other investors? How do they treat their suppliers? We look at a whole range of different things and determine, is this a truly inspiring approach to doing business? And are these folks pioneering the way for others?
This sort of overall scrutiny can be a two-way street. Catherine Couch, executive director of the Ceres Project in Sebastopol, turned to RSF for financing when her growing nonprofit was preparing to purchase a building of their own, but only after some thoughtful vetting.
RSF is a lender, but they're also a nonprofit themselves, and they're deeply committed to very similar values. They support a lot of food systems work around the country. And we also knew that RSF really comes in as a partner as opposed to just a lender.
Another unconventional practice at RSF is bringing investors and borrowers together in what are called pricing meetings.
Every quarter, we bring together representatives of our investors, representatives of our borrowers, and then representatives of RSF staff to talk about what financial return the investors should get and what interest rate the borrowers should pay. It gives the investors an opportunity to come face-to-face with the people who are using their funds and to learn about their stories and what their challenges are and what their needs and intentions are. And then the borrowers, who typically get money from a bank where they have no idea who the people are, whose money it is that they're using, they get to meet the investors. It's a pretty radical, transformative experience for people.
For Catherine Couch, that was an unusual and memorable exchange.
I walked out of the meeting feeling like our community, Ceres community, is bigger. We're really committed to creating this web or network of caring, connected partners. And the RSF meeting had me feel like our web got bigger, and that felt really good.
RSF will hold their next pricing meeting at Summerfield Waldorf School locally, which happens to be another of their borrowers in the North Bay. The actual interest rate setting is done afterward, internally, by the RSF staff. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.